This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. Hello again, I'm Ben Mabley with the Football Japan Minutecast on Monday the 26th of March. We never like to see managers getting the boot, and especially so early in the season. But quite frankly, given the woeful nature of the football played by the team in question, the J-League's first casualty of 2012 is hardly a surprise. If you haven't guessed or heard already, find out who's on his way in just a few seconds. Well, Gamba Osaka have quickly lost patience with their hapless manager José Carlos Sarau, announcing the sacking of both the Brazilian and his assistant Wagner Lopez this afternoon, after yesterday's 2-1 home loss against Jubilo Iwata completed a run of five straight losses from the start of the season. Following another dire defeat away to Adelaide United in midweek, it was a familiar story again at Banpaku, as Jubilo midfielder Minoru Suganuma found acres of space to lay on a through ball for Kosuke Yamamoto, who coolly opened the scoring on 23 minutes. The visitors' lead was doubled on the hour, when Ryoichi Maeda netted from the spot after being felled in somewhat comical fashion by goalkeeper Yosuke Fujigaya, who was quite fortunate not to at least receive a yellow card for his actions. Shu Kurata pulled one back with a perfectly placed header on 84 minutes, but the Gamba rally was too little too late, and club president Kikuo Kanamori remained at the ground with other board members until late at night to determine Sarau's fate. Former striker Masanobu Matsunami, who played for the club in the inaugural J-League season back in 1993 and joined the coaching team after retiring with a title winner's medal in 2005, will initially take over the managerial reins. A statement from Kanamori read, "Sarau was unable to impose his style of football upon the team, and we have come to this decision in light both of the five consecutive defeats and of the lack of dynamism in the football played throughout." Vegalta Sendai stand on top of the J1 table after thrashing Omiya Ardija 4-1 to record their third win in three league matches. Cho Young Chul netted from close range to give Omiya a first half lead, but Sendai levelled shortly after the restart through Yoshiaki Ota, before pulling ahead thanks to an own goal by the most unfortunate Kosuke Kikuchi. Further strikes from Naoki Sugai and Orta again completed the scoring. J2 champions FC Tokyo also retained their 100% record with a 2-0 victory away to fellow high flyers Vissel Kobe. Naohiro Ishikawa finished off a terrific team goal on the counter after 32 minutes, following good work from Yohei Kajiyama and Lucas, while substitute Kazuma Watanabe evaded Masahiko Inoha to seal the win deep into second-half stoppage time. Sagan Tosu earned their first-ever J1 win with a solitary goal from on-loan Kota Mizunuma against his parent club, Yokohama F. Marinos. However, Consadole Sapporo succumbed to a well-taken brace by Yosuke Kashiwagi of Urawa Reds, despite leading through Masaki Yamamoto's second superb strike in two games. Defending champions Kashiwa Reysol followed up their 5-1 AFC Champions League hammering of Jeonbuk Hyundai Motors in midweek by securing their first domestic 3 points of the campaign. But they needed a dramatic late double from defender Tatsuya Masushima to complete a 2-1 comeback victory over Shimizu S-Pulse. Kashima Antlers and Albirex Niigata both remain pointless after defeats away to Sanfrecce Hiroshima and Nagoya Grampus respectively. Meanwhile, Kawasaki Frontale slipped to their first reverse of the campaign, losing 1-0 at home to unbeaten Cerezo Osaka. couple more quick talking points. And in the two remaining AFC Champions League group games featuring Japanese clubs, FC Tokyo were held to a 2-2 draw at home to Ulsan Hyundai, while Nagoya Grampus drew 1-1 at Central Coast Mariners. Elsewhere, Sean and Belmare lost their 100% record, but held on to top spot in J2 with a thrilling 3-3 draw away to Roasso Kumamoto. Oh, just a couple more quick words on Serral before we go. Let's not forget that Gamba was still chasing the title on the final day of last season, and their eventual third place finish represented the 8th time in 10 years under Akira Nishino that they'd made the top three. Filling Nishino's boots was never going to be an easy job for anyone, but the fact was that the team just looked horribly unprepared in every match this season, with wide open spaces all over the pitch revealing gaping flaws in what passed for Serral's tactics. The decline was so shocking that the board had to act, and real credit to them for doing it so quickly considering the implication of their own failings in choosing Nishino's replacement in the first place. Hopefully Matsunami, and indeed all the other 17 J1 managers, will enjoy somewhat better fortunes throughout the rest of 2012. I'll be back with another roundup next Monday. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.